Well, Jordan, how are you enjoying life here in San Marino?
Yeah, it's not too bad. The weather's pretty good and stuff, but not really much here. We're just here to do a job and hopefully get the result that we're after and go back to Belfast in the next round. So we're just here to be as professional as we can, and it's not really about the place we're in, but yeah, it's all right.
But the preparations are going well, the flight, the hotel, you know, all the boys being together, everything's going well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, everything's been fine so far. There's been no problems. Obviously, we want to go out and train the night in the pitch and get a bit of a feel for where we're going to be playing and stuff. So, yeah, no, everything's been perfect so far.
As you say, we're going to the match ground tonight. That's when it'll really kick in, you know, the build-up to a really big game for us when we're at the ground there tonight.
Yeah, no, that's it. I think you've just got in your own head, sort of play it down as just another game, but when we get out there tomorrow night, we'll sort of realise, you know, the stakes are high in this match, and if we can get a positive result, that'll be brilliant, and I'm sure everyone will be delighted, and so we're just going to have to try our best to get a result.
And, you know, we saw last week, they're going to be a hard team to break down.
Yeah, no, I think maybe they might have to approach the game differently, or, you know, if they come out and sit negatively and like that, we'll be happy enough, because at the end of the day, we're leading this tie, and we'll go through if they do that again, so it might be a bit different tomorrow night, but we'll just have to wait and see.
And it's great for us that, you know, the reports are that we could have about 100 supporters coming out to cheer us on, so that'll be important. You know, it's great to have that sort of support so far away from home.
Definitely, obviously, you know, Linfield's a big club and stuff, and we know we'll have a big fan base, so for a team from Northern Ireland to get 100 fans possibly coming out to San Marino to watch us, it's unbelievable, and, you know, we'll hopefully do the job and send them home happy.
Of course, everybody since last week has been talking about a wonder goal that you scored in the 89th minute. It was a dream debut for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't have really asked for better. Well, I did think I didn't really perform the way I wanted to on the night, and I only had half an hour, but up until the goal, I just couldn't get in the game, and a bit rusty from having played in a while, but after I got the goal, I was buzzing. 1-0, 89th minute in the Champions League on your debut, it's obviously a great feeling.
Describe that feeling when the ball went in the net and you run to the crowd and everybody was going mental, basically.
A bit of relief, actually. I know if I would have missed that, after cutting back a few times, Big Roy would have been in me here come final whistle, so I was a bit relieved, to tell you the truth. But no, all jokes aside, it was obviously a great moment for myself and obviously for the club, so hopefully we can finish off a job now.
You've scored a few good goals in your, you know, with your previous clubs, but that must rank up there as one of the most special.
It'd probably be definitely the most important goal I've scored. So, and that alone, it's definitely up there.
Yeah, I mean, 0-0, you know, that goal gives us a 1-0 win and gives us a foothold in the tie coming out here. So, and so late in the game, it was a really crucial time to get such a crucial goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're knocking on the door for quite a while. Maybe struggled to create more clear-cut chances than we maybe would have liked to, but it's the first game back in pre-season and stuff, and, you know, it's going to be hard, but we dug in there, and thankfully we got the 1-0 win.
And big Cameron Stewart deserves a lot of credit for, you know, his build-up play to give you the assist that give you the chance to score that wonder goal.
Yeah, not only his build-up play, but I think when he came on, he definitely changed the game. You know, you couldn't really ask for a better cameo from him. He's come on and he's done everything well, and I'm delighted for him. You know, he came on, he done very well, and set me up for the goal. So
a special goal on a special game for you, and you were wearing the number 10 shirt, and of course everybody's been saying that, you know, your granddad would be looking down very proud of you scoring that goal. That must give you a special feeling to know, you know, that you scored at a ground where your granddad achieved such great success.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as you said, obviously for my family and stuff, my granddad used to play for Linfield, so he wore number 10. I wasn't actually aware of that, but yeah, no, it was obviously, taking all that into consideration, it was definitely a great night for me, and hopefully there's many more to come.
And obviously, on behalf of everyone at the club, you know, everybody hopes and believes, obviously, that you're settling in well. You know, you've been made welcome at the club, yeah?
Definitely, yeah. It's a very professional club here. And